IVU has about 120 organisations, which are members. We don't have any individual members. Individuals join local, national vegetarian societies, and those societies come together to form IVU. We're everywhere, all around the world. We've got members in all countries. As for the benefits, it's about sharing. People, groups, don't join IVU for what they can get out of it. They join for what they can share. It's about being in contact and about working together.
Hello, Earnest viewers, and welcome to the concluding episode of our feature on the International Vegetarian Union on our noble lineage. For more than a century, the International Vegetarian Union, or IVU, has been dedicated in working with local organisations around the world to promote vegetarianism. This has been achieved through various cooperatives, including the organising of world congresses and forums, and partaking in local events. These endeavours to raise awareness for a compassionate, healthy, plant-based lifestyle have been empowered by a venerable history of vegetarianism, as we have learned in previous episodes. Today we will learn about recent IVU activities and how a rise in consciousness and environmental concerns have quickly progressed the vegetarian movement to the mainstream in our present day.
That's 102 years. For the first 96 years of IVU, we were working mostly in Europe and North America, with a little bit in India now and then, and that was all. What we tried to do, particularly in the last 6 years, since 2004, is to work much more in developing countries. I've just come back from Kenya, where we're talking about the first East African Congress. We've done two in West Africa in the last 3 years, nothing before that. Last year we had the first ever vegetarian congress in Indonesia, an Asian congress. And then we had a Southeast Asian, and we just had a world congress in Indonesia. And again, before last year there was nothing. After that one last year, I went to China, to Xiamen in China, on the coast opposite Taiwan. We had an international vegetarian forum. It was the first time anything like that happened. And in October next year, 2011, will be the first ever vegetarian congress in China, in Hangzhou. So we're going to a lot of places that we've just never been before. And this is all in the last 6 years. A huge change, partly driven by the internet and the ability to change, swap information.
On December the 6th to 7th, 2010, from Dubai, United Arab Emirates, the world witnessed history in the making. Middle East Vegetarian Group, or MEVEG, a voluntary vegetarian society affiliated with the International Vegetarian Union, organised the first ever vegetarian congress in the Middle East with support from the Middle East Natural and Organic Product Expo 2010 and endorsement from the Dubai Health Authority.
2 years ago, I wouldn't have believed this could happen, to have a Middle East Vegetarian Congress. The Middle East Vegetarian Group, which is organising this congress, is one of the 120. And if you look at this congress in Dubai, what the Middle East Group has gained from being part of IVU is partly publicity that we've given them. And more importantly, the speakers at this congress have come from all around the world. And that's through the contacts we have in IVU that we can bring together people. So there are people here from India, Singapore, Malaysia, all coming together in Dubai. And we can do that with other groups and organisations. But they also share information, these days mostly through the internet, through email and websites. It's about being in contact and about working together. So it's not a case of joining to get something. It's about joining to share and to be a part of it.
Broadcast live on Supreme Master Television, the event was hosted by behavioural psychologist and TV personality Ms. Zofishan Hasib. Presenters included the head of Iran's National Nutrition and Food Technology Research Institute, Dr. Arash Rashidi, who spoke on the connection between meat and cancer, Thomas Sirka, senior manager of the International Federation of Organic Agriculture Movement, on the ecological and economic sense of organic agriculture, and Indian Vegan Society's founder, Shankar Narayan, about the plant-based lifestyle.
But it's certainly not coming from me, or either you. We can't tell people, go and organise a vegetarian congress. It's coming from local people. And this one in Dubai is typical. Sanjay Prakash, who lives here in Dubai, started MeVeg, the Middle East Vegetarian Group, and they've now organised this congress. But it's come from the group of people here deciding to do that. And it's been the same all around. What IVU does is to try to give them support, put them in touch with each other, to help each other, and join everything together in that way. And it has been quite remarkable, what we've seen. After a very long, slow 20th century, the 21st century is taking off.
The Middle East Vegetarian Group based in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, was founded in 2007 by Sandhya Prakash. Every month, interested individuals gather for discussions on green, veg lifestyles and share vegetarian meals together.
Hi, my name is Sandhya and I'm the founder director of Middle East Veg Group. We are an online focus group here in Dubai in the UAE on green light and healthy living. When we first thought of the MeVeg Congress, we wanted it to happen with seminars, with interactions, and with a lot of people who we would attract from around the world. This is just the beginning. And there is a lot of work that needs to happen in terms of food and education in terms of food for our future, especially us children. We are suffering from chronic illnesses like never before. And the last 30 years has seen us deplete our resources like never before. We are eating and living in a very unsustainable manner. So if not for anything else, at least look at socially with neighbors when you invite people to eat. Serve something which nobody will say no to. And vegetarian food, vegan food is one such common denominator. So I think this is one of the most socially unifying meals, and may this bring all the peace to the Middle East.
The two-day congress included seminars, workshops, a vegan buffet catered by Loving Hut, and an expo of natural and organic veg products. The public also had the opportunity to interact with distinguished speakers regarding various aspects of plant-based living. The Veg Congress concluded with a special video conference addressed by Guest of Honour Supreme Master Ching Hai, who agreed to share her thoughts on the necessity of the organic vegan diet in halting climate change and sustaining the planet.
There will be dangerous impact if people don't change, if we don't change as the whole humanity. Not only in the United Arab Emirates, but the whole world has to change to the more sustainable diet, not to talk about compassionate diet. As the scientists have told us, and as you mentioned, we are already seeing the impacts worldwide. We have to be honest and truthful about the main topic. We cannot run around the circle and avoid meat industry question like we avoid a sore thumb or avoid a boil on our body and don't touch it. We have to touch it in order to heal it. Especially we know that it is very dangerous boil which could affect our life, which could be fatal to our life and even infect others. And even in this situation, infect the whole planet, could kill the whole world. Then we have to touch that boy and let the doctor heal it. Or we heal it ourselves if we know how. And we do know how. We have technique. We have power. Each one of us can do this just by being vegan.
Following Supreme Master Ching Hai's live address and question and answer session, organizers and participants were moved by her messages and plea for the planet.
I would definitely like to first of all thanks and offer my humble obeisance to Supreme Master Qinghai for agreeing to come, first of all, on the video conferencing, which I understand she usually doesn't. And the whole Congress theme is vegetarian for better health and environment. So when these two are so closely related and there is somebody who's championing this particular cause in such a big way, it's only important that we have them on board as well. This morning I received a letter of thanks from Supreme Master Qinghai for having her on the video conference as the organizer of MeVeg. And it was very kind of her, and to see her in person, you know, there is something very flowery about her, just like the petal, very mild and full of facts. She seemed to be extremely well informed. And the other great thing was that she was in Mexico in Cancun and at the COP. So extremely well informed about not only the UAE, the world facts and all the environmental areas. So that was very impressive indeed. It was great honor having her live beamed down to the UAE. I'm Sandhya Prakash, founder director MeVeg. You're watching Supreme Master Television. Be veg, go green to save our planet.
Many expressed their motivation to share with others what they had learned during the two-day conference, including the realization that anyone can make a viable difference in the world simply through veganism.
I've been happy to be at the MeVeg, the very first MeVeg Congress, where I've had the opportunity to see for the very first time Supreme Master Qinghai, who gave a fantastic speech with regards to the environmental impact of the Middle East region, some startling statistics with regards to the environment were presented today by the Supreme Master Qinghai. The fantastic inspiration that she gave to the audience was a sight to behold, particularly in terms of her philosophy with regards to presenting veganism as a solution to all the environmental woes of the Middle Eastern region.
She has a wonderful energy, a lovely aura, and the way she speaks so softly, her message really hits home, and you feel that she's concerned. And she gives good percentage or researches about the region that she's talking about. So that made a lot of sense. Her message was really wonderful, that we can save the planet by such a simple choice as changing our diet. I come from a culture which are primarily meat eaters. But today, after Supreme Master's message, I'm really thinking deep about it, that how a little bit we can make a difference in the world. So I will be sharing this message with not only family, friends, and whenever I get an opportunity on the media, I would share this message.
The Middle East Vegetarian Congress is one of the many examples of a local group carrying forth another successful vegetarian congress with the help of the International Vegetarian Union. Vegetarianism has become an enduring world trend in the 21st century, for reasons of health and compassion, and for sustaining our planet Earth.
Well, the environmental benefit. At the moment, huge amounts of land are being destroyed, including tropical rainforests in Brazil, being destroyed partly for grazing land for cattle, but also to grow soybeans, which are then fed to the cattle. And if humans ate the soybeans, then we could save huge amounts of land, tropical rainforests, places for wildlife. A lot of wildlife is becoming endangered because the habitats are being destroyed. And most of that is down to the livestock industry.
In fact, a study by World Bank found that since the 1990s, approximately 90% of Amazonian deforestation has been due to clearing land for grazing cattle or growing feed for livestock. Despite this harrowing statistic, what is encouraging is that the diet which heals the planet is also the diet that benefits our own well-being, as leading medical professionals have widely acknowledged.
Certainly, even mainstream medical people are now saying that we should all eat more fruit and vegetables and less meat. Even the ones that don't go as far as saying eat no meat, they're still saying eat less. And I think the majority now of medical opinion is that we should be, you know, even the American government is promoting 5 a day of fruit and vegetables, trying to encourage people to eat more fruit and vegetables.
In its 2010 revision of dietary guidelines, the United States Department of Agriculture proclaimed, in prospective studies of adults, compared to non-vegetarian eating patterns, vegetarian-style eating patterns have been associated with improved health outcomes, lower levels of obesity, a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, and lower total mortality. Several clinical trials have documented that vegetarian eating patterns lower blood pressure. We salute Mr. John Davis and all members of the International Vegetarian Unions for being active proponents in championing the well-rounded benefits of having a cruelty-free lifestyle. May heaven bless IVU with every success in advancing a vegan world. For more information on John Davis and the International Vegetarian Union, please visit www.ivu.org. Learn more about the Middle East Vegetarian Group at meveg.info. Wise viewers, thank you for your company today on our noble lineage. Between Master and Disciples is coming up now on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you rejuvenated hope and love for life in this new week.
I'm Zoffy and I'm a TV show host. Keep watching Supreme Master TV. I have a message for you. Be veg, go green to save our planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.